Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today, politics and pop culture intersect, although it begins with politics from long ago. Throughout the years, Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has been in the news quite often, but one event that created a lot of buzz at the time still sticks with me, even though everyone else has probably forgotten about it. It sticks with me for a couple of reasons. Partly because it was so unbelievable, but mostly because it dovetails into one of my pet peeves. And you know how much I cherish my pet peeves. This takes us all the way back to the year 2009. Sheila Jackson Lee both answered and talked on her cell phone right in the middle of a town hall meeting while somebody, a cancer-stricken lady, in fact, was in the middle of asking her a question from the town hall audience. Now, I am willing to accept the possibility that Ms. Lee answered her phone innocently without any intentions of deliberate sabotage. However, whatever her intentions were, the result was still the same. The result was still rudeness. In fact, it was incredibly rude, but not any more so than the way most people handle their cell phones or smartphones these days. Now, I have a smartphone myself. Of course, it's a wonderful convenience, and I can barely remember anymore what it was like without one. How nice to be able to follow friends on a road trip without worrying that your hotshot buddy is going to lose you so that he can brag about what good time he made, and you spend the rest of the day figuring out how to connect and stop at a phone booth and hoping that somebody calls into a mutual friend. It was a nightmare. And remember when somebody went to pick you up at the airport and they weren't there and you had no way of calling them and they had those white phones? So yes, things have changed in a good way. It is very convenient now to have cell phones. Still, the cell phone or smartphone or Android is a double-edged sword. In its own right, I always considered the older landline phone to be an intrusive device anyway. Didn't you enjoy standing in some store line for 10 minutes? Then when they're finally ready to take you, the phone would ring and the call automatically trumps any customer who was there in the flesh? Remember saying to yourself, hey, I actually took the time to come down here. Why does some meatball get first priority over me just because he dialed a phone? Or you're in the middle of a heavy conversation with a friend, an important conversation with a friend, a personal conversation. The phone rings. Oh, I'm sorry. I really need to take this call. Or a bunch of people have gathered together to watch a video in somebody's home, the phone rings, and instead of pretending you are viewing this movie in a theater, the way the good Lord intended movies to be seen, somebody feels obligated to grab the phone. Once, a friend of mine picked me up late for a ride to the airport. I almost missed my plane. Her excuse? The phone just wouldn't stop ringing this morning. When I had the unmitigated gall to ask her why she bothered to answer the phone while running late, she said, I feel guilty if I don't pick up the phone. Quite a society we live in, ladies and gentlemen, conditioned to jump every time a bell rings. And let's not forget the solicitors who neither hear the word no or the word no thank you, nor even offer the word salesman when they first start talking to you. Instead, you pick up the phone and you hear something like, Mr. Siegel, how do 3 weeks in London sound? Enter from stage left the cell phone. Now our daily situations of life can be interrupted about 100 times as much. They go off at the banks. They go off at the restaurants. They go off in the middle of a church service. They go off in the middle of movie theaters. They go off in the middle of live theater. And when people pick them up, they do not talk, they shout. They shout because we are used to the days when we spoke on a phone in the privacy of our home. We raised our voices to make sure we were heard on the other end. And our hot wind was not rude at that time because we were not in a public place. But now it does go on in a public place. Nothing more fun than waiting in a bank line behind somebody who is shouting into his phone. Sometimes the person is unaware of how loud he sounds. Other times, I suspect they enjoy feeling important as the rest of us witness the amorphous business deal being made right before our very eyes. The latest fashion is the earpiece. Now it just looks like somebody is talking to himself. A while back, I walked into Taco Bell. The lady at the counter looked me in the eye and said, "May I take your order?" I started ordering. She raised her hand immediately and said, "Not you, sir." Oh, I get it. She was talking to a drive-through customer listening on her earpiece. And the wonder of these earpieces and her tone to me made me feel like quite the fool. Silly me. A lady behind a counter stares me right in the face, asks for an order, and like a complete idiot who doesn't know any better, I start ordering. Whatever could I have been thinking? Once, in a movie theater, a cell phone rang from a guy sitting next to me. It was his wife. I should not have known that it was his wife, but I did because the little discussion with Lammy Pie was impossible to miss. "What do you want? I'm at the movies." I guess he must have felt she had some nerve calling him at such a time. Of course, he had the nerve to let his phone ring, pick it up, and talk. Sometimes people are indeed surprised to discover they are not the only ones in the theater. News flash. Often, others are also in the room, and some of them would actually like to be able to watch the movie. I'll never forget the time I took my daughter to see a live performance of My Fair Lady here in San Diego. Right as the overture started, a cell phone went off. Now, for some reason, I'll never understand this side of heaven. These huckleberries are always sitting next to me. At least this time, the Joker seemed to be aware that there were others in the theater, and that he ought not to be on his cell phone. Yes, he was aware of that. Unfortunately, this burst of revelation did not encourage him to turn the phone off. He still took the call. Overture's playing. Now I can't talk long because the show just started. Oh, yes, and now the phones don't ring anymore. They play colorful little jingles. My favorite is that sequence of melody that repeats itself three times, each one louder than the last. But that's only one of thousands to choose from. Nothing more fun than preaching a sermon and suddenly hearing Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach go off in the third row. And so, I guess we shouldn't be too surprised or too hard on Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. After all, a congresswoman is supposed to represent the people. Her rudeness and cluelessness represent American people today quite well. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.